huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge.
Welcome to the Disruptive Entrepreneur Podcast.
What does the word disruptive mean to you?
It means going beyond the ordinary, going beyond the status quo.
Not thinking in the conventional way, not just sort of following the herd.
Disruptive means shaking things up, you know?
Disruptive entrepreneur is somebody who sees the problem and embraces the problem with a new way.
Shake up and awakening.
Quality will take care of itself, and you'll go from being disruptive, but also profitable.
When you use your own reservoir of talent, when you love what you do, then you disrupt.
Mix it up, change it up, and dominate.
And now, your host, 8 times best-selling author and double world record holder, Rob Moore.
Hi, it's Rob Moore here. This might turn into a bit of a rant. I want to talk about Clubhouse nonsense, Clubhouse shenanigans. There's 4 things I've seen a lot of people saying about Clubhouse, which I think is frankly nonsense. I think it's fueled by ego. And I would challenge you, if you're on Clubhouse, to embrace the solutions to these 4 things I've seen. And if you're not on Clubhouse and you can relate to any of these, I'd get over yourself, if I'm honest. This will be a quick rant. Stay with me to the end because I'm sharing something that I think will be really useful to you. You can follow me at Rob Moore on Clubhouse. I've grown, 1,300 followers a day organically, no ads, no promoting anywhere. That would cost £6,000 to £7,000 in marketing costs. Where else can you do that? It is huge right now. So here are the 4 Clubhouse nonsense comments and statements I've seen. So number 1, it's just a marketing cockfest. Sorry about the language. That was the exact quote, and I've seen that word a few times. Number 2 is a huge time drain. Like, you know, there's real things in life to be getting on with. Number 3 is I can't get on because I'm on Android. And then number 4, it's all hype. It's just another social media app. It's going to die out. Okay, so I'll share my thoughts on these 4. Remember, you can follow me at Rob Moore. I'm doing quite a lot of rooms. I'm doing 3 rooms a week, which I'll share with you at the end, which I think you'll really love. Number 1, just a marketing cockfest. Well, I have to join a different room then, because actually 90% of the rooms I've seen aren't about marketing or selling. So maybe those people who say that, they're a bit myopic because that's all they see. Maybe they're jealous. Maybe they should be getting involved themselves. Now, do you wish you could have got into YouTube 20 years ago, right at the start when the algorithms were kind and the terms and conditions were kind and the organic growth was massive? I bet you do wish. Give me a comment. If you're watching, if you do wish that you'd started back then, same with TikTok, same with LinkedIn, same with Instagram, same with podcasting. Well, the time, I believe, is here and now, or could be. And even if it isn't, shouldn't you give it a shot? Isn't it better? Remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything. Isn't it better to try and it not quite work out than never try at all? The second thing I've heard so much on Clubhouse, it's just a huge time drain. Well, manage your time better. Anything can be a time drain if you spend 10 hours a day on it. Netflix binging can be a time drain if you spend 10 hours on it. Podcasting can be a time drain if you spend 10 hours on it. So why don't you spend 2 hours on it? I will be honest, in the first sort of 5 or 6 days, I started feeling the addiction. A lot of people have got on that. If I was listening to it or on it late, it was actually affecting my sleep. So I just took control. The last 5 days, I'll probably go on 2 hours a day. Everyone thinks I'm on a lot longer, and I won't go on in the evening so it doesn't disrupt the other things that I've got going on in my life. So it's only a time drain if you can't manage your time properly, and that's your responsibility. The third thing is I can't get in because I'm on Android. Well, you need to get an iPhone. Even if you've got Android, you need to get an iPhone. Get the oldest one you can, but with the iOS that works, and set up an account. Honestly, it's that important. I have a second phone for it, just for sort of Clubhouse, so I can have it on in the background so it doesn't disrupt, you know, my main phone. But honestly, is so worth it. I really believe it. Okay, the fourth thing is, it's all hype. It's just another social media platform. It's going to die off. Well, surely you want to be involved in these new opportunities of fast growth with no ads, with no paid cost, massive organic reach. You know, the Wild West, where the terms and conditions aren't so restrictive and they don't restrict your reach to like 1 or 2% of your audience like many of the other social media platforms do. LinkedIn used to be like that really recently. They changed their algorithm so that they can improve their ad revenue, and basically they killed your reach. Facebook over the years have killed your reach. Instagram over the years have killed your reach. Well, it's the opposite right now with Clubhouse. Now, is it a guarantee that this is going to be the next big social media platform? No. Might it be just another out of many? Yes. Might it actually not come to anything? Maybe. Who knows? But I can tell you this. I have had, in the last 7 days, I've had dozens of podcast requests, you know, to be on shows. I've just booked one on now who's got 2 million listeners. I mean, come on. What else has happened? I've been given 2 or 3 sponsorship request opportunities, which I'm considering. I've been hired as a keynote speaker at an event. I've connected up with many of the big American influencers. And Paris Hilton was in one of my rooms yesterday and is now following me on podcast. All sorts of other stuff that's sort of brewing under the surface. And these opportunities didn't happen in the same volume. My DMs on Instagram are up sort of 2,000%, about 20 times more messages I'm getting, something like that. And it's all been over the last 2 weeks. So it's mad, it's crazy, but all those people bitching, moaning, whining, complaining, I reckon they just are worried about missing out. I reckon often that it's a bit of their own ego. You know, like if people say, oh, it's just a marketing cockfest. Well, I've heard marketers say that because they would like to be in their marketing. Now, look, you can go in some rooms and things can kick off and there's massive debates and arguments and shaming and outing and people sort of fighting to talk to each other. Of course, you get anything and everything. You pretty much get a room on anything and everything. But over time, the algorithm curates your feed to feed you the things that you want. And if you're not getting what you want from Clubhouse, you need to go into different rooms. But, you know, you don't have to go in the massive rooms with 1,000 people. You can go into the rooms with 100 people or 50 people. There are intimate rooms. There are big rooms. You know, there are entrepreneurs' rooms, mindset rooms, personal development rooms, business rooms, funnel rooms. You name it, there's rooms for everything. So whatever you want is there. And if what you want isn't there, go and start a room yourself. You know, become a well-known moderator and run your regular rooms. So we're now running 3 regular rooms a week with myself and some of my, you know, really cool friends, multimillionaire successful business owners like Shaw Asmund and Daniel Priestley and Nick James and Ryan Pinnick and people like that. I've probably missed some names, forgive me. So every Monday, 7 p.m., we're doing a Money Monday, create multiple streams of income. Every Tuesday, 7 p.m., we're doing a podcasting masterclass, you know, starting, scaling and monetizing your podcast. And then every Wednesday at 7 p.m., we're doing an authoring, you know, writing your book and creating it as a bestseller and selling many copies. So if you just follow me on Clubhouse at Rob Moore, you can find my events, hit the notification bell of them, and we're doing them regularly every week. Get on Clubhouse. Spend a couple of hours a day figuring it out. Get in some rooms and watch and listen to people. You know, watch and listen to people, you know, that you are inspired by. Learn from them. I think Clubhouse comes down to 3 C's. Content, connection. I've forgotten the 3rd C. Bloody hell. I've created a nice little model there. Now, when it comes to connection, there's 2 forms of connection. And that is there's connecting with influencers. One big thing on Clubhouse that's huge that you don't really get anywhere else because it links to Instagram. And there is no DM feature on Clubhouse. People are using Instagram to DM. And you can be talking to someone and DMing them at the same time. And you're finding people that would never normally respond to their DMs are responding to your DMs. Absolutely. thank you, Danita. It's collaboration, the 3rd C. You must have heard me say that. So, content, connection, collaboration. Yeah, content, connection, collaboration, community, Clubhouse. All the C's, but not that C. Okay, so content, connection, collaboration. I've probably agreed 3 collaboration podcasts already just in the last few days. So honestly, it's amazing. It's exciting. I don't know where it will go, but surely if you want to grow your business and you want to grow your business without paying, you know, loads of money on advertising, you want to do it organically, you want to build a personal brand, you want to generate leads, or just have your say and connect with cool, awesome people, then you know, I reckon you need to be leveraging Clubhouse. And if it flies, you were in right at the start. And if it dies, well, you know, you still, this is the thing Carl's just said here, because you can link your Twitter and your Instagram to it. So my Clubhouse is growing at about 1,300 new followers a day, new connections. And that cascades down to about 400 new Instagram followers a day that I wasn't getting. So even if it doesn't fly, it's going to really grow your other platforms, give you brilliant connections. Tony Robbins joined a room yesterday. Floyd Mayweather was in a room. You're never going to get up close and personal access. And not just the big celebs, by the way, the people you like to follow. I've always been pretty engaged and active, and I communicate and dialogue with my community a lot, but not a lot of influencers do. And now is your chance to get there with them. So it's not just a marketing cockfest, unless that's how you play it or how you see it. It's not just a huge time drain unless you don't manage your time properly. If you can't get in because you're on Android, then get in or get a new phone, get an Apple. Rachel has just said Paris Hilton was on. Yeah, she came into one of my rooms and she follows me now on Clubhouse, which is pretty cool. Trying to get her on my podcast, The Disruptive Entrepreneur. It's all hype. It's just another social media. Just a lot of people outside who are bitching and moaning about it because they're not in it. It's like when you queue up for a club, you're bitching, moaning about, oh, this club ain't no good. No point going in this club. Well, while you're in the queue, while you want to get in because you can't get in. So just avoid all that noise. Get in Clubhouse, leverage it. Follow me at Rob Moore. I am, you know, all in on this, and I think it's really exciting and it could be huge. And if it isn't, you're still going to get some decent benefit out of it for the short or midterm at least. Thanks for following my work. I love you all. And remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything. If you think this has been useful, please share it. I rarely ask people to share my content, but because this Clubhouse opportunity, these opportunities like this right at the start of a possible viral social media platform, they come around every 5 years. And you know you missed TikTok, you know you missed Instagram, you know you missed Facebook, you know you missed LinkedIn, you know you missed podcasts, or at least you missed the crazy Wild West nature at the start. Now could be your time. So hit that share button and let's get more people on it. The more people on it, the better. I'm not getting paid by Clubhouse, by the way. Should be, but I'm not. Thanks for tuning in. And remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything. Rant over.